Hello, my name is Julia Spicer. I'm based down in Gundawindi and I am working with you today on your nominations for the Surat Basin Energy Awards. I have a business that works with small businesses and industry groups around grant writing, around tendering, and really looking at how we position ourselves really well when it comes to things like awards. So I've been asked by Toowoomba Surat Basin Enterprise, by Hayley and Lance as part of the team who have developed these awards, to provide you with some support and some ideas and some structure around how you might apply and how you might nominate and put your best foot forward for your business in these nominations. I want to make it really clear from the outset, I'm not involved with the judging. This is the only part that, or this is the only role that I play when it comes to these awards. I think it's really exciting what is being organised. And you can see behind us all of the various sponsors for this award. But before we kick into the various nominations and what you might want to do from an application perspective, what I wanted to do was to introduce Hayley, or say hello to Hayley, and get her to kind of couch a little bit of the introduction and what's happening in this space of the awards. So let me just shuffle things here.
Hayley. Hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking time out of your day. So I just want to start and say that this is the very first time the 2020 Surat Basin Energy Awards will be hosted by us. And the reason we're doing this is obviously to recognise and celebrate business achievement in our region, to highlight emerging industry leaders, and to really drive the future of energy gas in the region. We're noticing a lot of diversification in these industries, and it's important for us and all businesses operating in the region to band together to support and drive the future of energy and gas. So I'm just going to quickly run through our categories that we do have available for nomination. The first one is Export, which is proudly sponsored by Western Union. The Innovation Award, which is proudly sponsored by NERA. The Leadership Award, which is proudly sponsored by Australian Gas Industry Trust, or AGIT. The Community Award, which is proudly sponsored by APLNG Origin. The Safety Award, proudly sponsored by Safer Together. The STEM Award, proudly sponsored by MyGas. The Coexistence Award, proudly sponsored by Brighter. The Environmental Award, proudly sponsored by the Port of Brisbane. The Health and Wellness Award, proudly sponsored by West Fun and Let's Shape Up Darling Downs. The Apprenticeship and Training Award, proudly sponsored by QMEA and the Queensland Resource Council. The Local Content Award, which is proudly sponsored by AGL. The Indigenous Achievement Award, proudly sponsored by Shells QGC. And finally, our Industry Legacy Award, which is proudly sponsored by Arrow Energy. I'd also like to take the opportunity to really thank our major sponsor, which is Australian Gas Industry Trust, our gold sponsor, which is Vina Energy, and our event partner, the Western Downs Regional Council. So I'll hand back to Julia now, and she'll go through all of the notes we have prepared.
Great. Thank you, Hayley. So such a great opportunity to be able to showcase your business and what's happening in within the region. So what I want to be able to do is actually share my screen with you so that we can have a look at some of this and be able to really work through the various nominations. So I'm going to assume that in front of you, you've got a notebook or your computer, that you've got a bit of an idea around what nomination, what award you are thinking of nominating for, what category you might want to do. As you know from the nomination forms, you can apply for multiple categories, but you do need to do a separate nomination form and separate, obviously, category responses for each of those. So we're going to work through some of this as we go, and we will be able to work through some of the different points that you want to think about to really put your best foot forward when you're doing your nomination. So that's really what we want to be able to do as a result of this. We also want to think about what are the supporting documents that you can include to back up the responses to the questions that you're being asked and to really make a compelling case for the categories. So the first thing that I do when I'm working with somebody around this is let's have a look at why we're even having these awards. And really it's to be able to look at the energy production in the Toowoomba and Surat Basin from natural gas, coal and renewable energies and renewable projects makes a major contribution to the national electricity market. The region continues to move towards becoming the energy capital of Australia. It's important for industry and business to come together, to recognise the diversity, and to continue to drive the future of energy in the region. That's why these guys are organising this. The really important piece of this is to celebrate the people, business, and industry that shaped the energy production, and for you to be able to have a look at and promote, to be able to highlight traditional and emerging industries, to celebrate individual and business ambassadors and really showcase. So this is about how we can both promote you individually, and the bigger purpose of the event is also to, you know, be able to show the whole industry. So we want to think about some of this when it comes to our applications. We want to think about how does this tie into our nomination, our application, and whether we are making sure that we are the absolute right fit. So, are you eligible? Does this sound like your business? You have contributed to the growth of the energy sector in the Toowoomba and Surat Basin region. If you can say yes to that, you're still in the game. Are you a business that currently undertakes or have undertaken projects in natural gas, coal, renewables, or bioethanol energy production sectors within the Toowoomba and Surat Basin region? If you can answer yes to that as well, you are still in the game. So it's really important that we are eligible. We do not want to be spending time and energy nominating ourselves for something that we are not eligible for, or that a judge might pick up and go, I don't really understand why this company applied for this category. This does not seem to be their best fit. This does not seem to make sense to us. So we want to make sure that we are making it really logical and obvious why we are applying for the category that we're applying for. So for those of you who have got your nomination form in front of you, you know that there's a couple of pages at the back that where we're asking questions around who you are, what you do, and one of the areas that you want to work on there is your business bio. It says it's a 200 word limit, and it also says that this bio may be used on the night of the award ceremony for promotional activity. We've had feedback that the PDF document is a bit clunky and it's a bit hard to get our words in there. We're going to work on that and let people know. But can I offer some suggestions? 200 words, and this is the first chance that a judge is reading about your business. These are the first 200 words of all of your effort that they're going to read. So you might have some of this word, some of this wording already on your website. You might have a capability statement. I would encourage you to check that it is actually 200 words. If they're asking for 200 words, don't give them 205. Certainly don't give them 500. If there's really good applicants and there's lots of people who are vying for a particular award, it will be little things like we told them to write 200 words and they didn't. That might be all it takes for you to drop to the bottom. I don't know. I'm not on the judging panel, but when I have been on judging panels before, that's the sort of stuff for me that has changed where it goes to. The other thing that we need to think about, if you do get this information off your website, please don't just copy and paste. Make sure you contextualize it. Make sure you check the spelling. Make sure that you're using the same words all of the way through. So in this nomination, you could talk about our, we, us. That would be perfectly acceptable. Just make sure that that's what you do the whole way through. And then the other piece on the nomination form before we even get to the categories is around a relevant project. So it asks you to document the name of the project duration, and the project description. So again, you will have some information from a website. You might have it from a contract that you've entered into that you want to be able to use as part of this, or use the words from part of that. That would be perfectly okay. Again, just to touch base on some questions that we've been asked, a project could be your business. You might want to talk about your business as the project. That is perfectly okay. There's no worries with that. And you'll also notice that there's a question around does your business currently operate in the Surat Basin region? So if you are using examples or talking about projects that that aren't current, that's fine. You just need to pop that information into your nomination form. 2 years ago when we worked on the blah, blah project, this is what we did. Yep. So think about that. And again, from that project description, some of that might already exist, so you're not necessarily starting from scratch. This is the thing. We want to be able to, where we can, starting with a blank page of paper and talking about our business is often really scary for people. What I'm suggesting is you've got a few places you could already go to get some of that word, and then you can build it from there and edit it and make sure that you're within your word limits. So that's what you need to do on the nomination form. As Hayley mentioned, there's 13 different categories, and within those categories, they're asking some different questions. I'm going to use two examples this afternoon or today with you around what needs to happen. And we know that our export award is proudly sponsored by Western Union. It also says in the nomination form that your responses to the categories need to be on your business letterhead. So make sure they're on your business letterhead. And that you also have 800 words per question to be able to respond. Again, I would suggest you write this into a Word document and then and get everything written, and then you can go back and edit and change if you find out that you are over your 800. If you're under your 800 word limit and you feel that you have explained yourself really well in 532 words, don't feel you've got to get to 800. This is quality over quantity sometimes. Similarly with the attaching documents, you're allowed between 2 and 5 pages of supporting documents. Don't submit 5 if you've only got enough information for 3. It will not detract in that regard. And also, and we'll talk a little bit more about the judging at the end in terms of, you know, this is about you're being compared with the information that you are putting forward, not any of the other businesses. So let's work through the export award. So there's some dot points. It's an this will be awarded to an energy sector business that's achieved outstanding national or international success in exporting products. And you're responding to a couple of dot points. What I want to be able to do is to use this as an example around how and what we want to know about. Often what happens when I've ended up on judging panels for different things, the business has told the most delightful story. They've got the best statistics. They have the most amazing testimonials, but they haven't bloody answered the question. You absolutely need to make sure that what you are doing is responding to the question that you have been asked. If you don't have an answer for the question that you're being asked, I'm going to suggest that maybe you've got your category wrong and you need to be able to bounce to a different category. So let's have a look at this for our export awards. We want to respond to the following questions and demonstrate through supporting documents how our business has been successful within the export market. So question one, we want to provide an overview of the product, the service, or the technology that's being exported and the new markets that have received your product. And question two is around demonstrating the journey, how that journey has contributed to jobs, economic diversification, and a broader business community. So if I was writing this, I would, when we're talking about what we would be writing in our 800 words, I would be talking about what does the product, service, or technology do. I would have a paragraph around, as the blah blah business, we have created this particular service, product, or technology, and this is what it does. This is the overview of the product. If I have never come across your business before and I've never come across your product before, it will be really handy for me to have some information to start. So, is it a widget that makes other widgets go faster? Does your particular product, service, or technology mean that we have less materials being used in the workplace, that it's safer, that it's whatever it is? What does the product, service, or technology actually do? And what countries use it? So we might say when we started, we were selling only to companies in Australia. And within 1 year, and as a result of us knowing somebody, we were able to then move to different countries. We identified these countries because of these particular reasons. We now sell to 23 countries. And the other thing too that you might want to think about is it's talking about the new markets that have received your products. In your industry, in your sector, you will know what new markets means for you. So new markets could be another piece of the supply chain that you're able to support and sell to as a result of this widget. It might mean a new department within the business has been able to be developed. It might mean something else. So what does new markets mean to your business and in this situation? So being able to really clearly think about that will be really important. And then it's around what are the supporting documents. So if we have been able to say, this is our widget and this is what it does, we might have a photo of that. We might have some sort of description around how it works. We might have a map showing over the last 5 years or over the last 12 months, whatever our time frame is, this is how we have grown and how we have grown our export across the country. We might have some before and after photos. We might have a testimonial from a client or a customer. That's a really strong, powerful way to say, before we had this widget, we were really struggling with this piece. As a result of this widget, we can now do X, Y, and Z more efficiently, and we wouldn't be the same without this business. That's a really handy thing to have as some supporting documents. So thinking about what that might look like. And then you might also have some numbers, quantity, percentages, sales in 2016 were this, sales in 2017, we've actually been able to get a return on investment, we've been able to lower our cost of production, you'll have all of these various bits and pieces that you can use to help build the picture and build the story around what your product is, how you've been able to export it, and what those markets have looked like. The second piece of the export award category is demonstrating your journey. So how has this product, service, or technology that you have created, how has that led to a generation of jobs, the economic diversification of the Toowoomba and Surat Basin, and how has it also broadened the business community? So for this question, you might want to write about your staff. So we have been able to generate more jobs as a result. We started as a team of 3, now we're a team of 7. We started as a team of 30, now we're a team of 300. We've grown in our number of employees. Equally, it might be that your numbers of employees haven't changed that much, but the specific skill set that you've brought to the team has changed dramatically. You've now got more engineers in, there's widget workers that you've brought to Chinchilla or Dalby or Miles or Toowoomba that weren't there before you had this exporting product. So thinking about not necessarily just numbers, but the types of roles that you've been able to bring in as well would be some really good information for this one. And then what's the flow-on impact to other businesses as a result of your work? The couriers are doing well. The Port of Brisbane's doing well. There's more QA staff needed in the region to be able to meet the needs of things that are happening for AQUIS or whatever it might be in your situation. But what's that flow-on effect to other businesses? And then what does that mean in terms of the broader business community? That means that, you know, you've been able to become a member of the local Chamber of Commerce because you want to be able to contribute back to the community, and financially that's something that you can easily do. You've joined the board of something, you have got staff that are, you know, now engaged in different things as a result of what's happening. You've brought different skilled people to the community again, that, you know, has a flow-on impact to the broader business community. So they're the things that we can really think about in terms of how our export journey has been able to really contribute to the broader network. And again, our supporting documents. It could be testimonials from staff or customers, could be a letter of support from from the Chamber of Commerce. It could be some other way to show how, as a result of your business doing well, other businesses in your community have also done well too. So then one of the other awards that are listed is the Health and Wellness Award. So again, we have 800 words to use per question. If we look at what are the words, and I have simply taken this straight from the nomination form, This award will be awarded to a business operating in the energy sector that's implemented initiatives to support the health and wellbeing of their workforce. That's a really critical piece of this. And then we've got three questions in this circumstance that we want to respond to that talks about successfully working towards increasing positive health and wellness for your employees. And they're our three questions. So let's have a think about it. So what's the initiative or program that's in place to enhance wellness in your business? What are we going to write about? We're going to write about the initiative and the program that you've developed. Why have you developed it? Is it something that's really important to you personally? It's a personal passion for you and you've been able to bring that into the business. Was there an incident in the business? And as a result of that, you've been able to encourage staff to be able to look at something. What is it that you've created and why? The why piece is really important. Yeah, there'll be an underlying story around that, and that's going to be something that will be really important to be able to get into our category response here. And then the other piece is how staff have been involved in their initiation and the ongoing development. So staff came to me and said, we want to do a we want to have some friendly competition around who can quit smoking first, around who can lose weight, who can get the most brownie points for good driving, whatever it might be. The staff came to the business and as a result, we built this program out. Or the business owners personally were impacted by diabetes, and as a result of that, we've implemented no diabetes policy, and we're working with people to be able to make sure that we're not putting ourselves at risk of getting type 2 diabetes. Hands up, not a medical person here, but yes, that could be an example of what we look at. And then we want an overview of how it works. Again, make the assumption that the judges do not know your business. They're assuming that you know the right category to nominate yourself for, but don't assume that they know much more about you than that. So you will want to do an overview of the program or the initiative. How does it work? How do you support staff to quit smoking, lose weight? Do you pay for them to go to the gym? Do you do meditation at your toolbox meetings? Do you do something in a quarterly team retreat? Do you have something as part of salary packages? What does that actually look like? So don't assume that people will know straight away what it is that you offer. So some of the supporting evidence for this one would be some photos and testimonials maybe. Check with your staff, obviously, before you start whacking their photos into your award nomination, I'd suggest. But there might also be some statistics. And again, this is where it really doesn't matter the size of your business. You could have three employees going up against a business that's got 300 employees. But if all three of you manage to quit smoking, lose weight, drive more safely, always wear your PPE, whatever it might be, whatever the example is, all three of you have done that, that's 100%. That's a pretty great response to whatever the health and wellness that you're working on as an organisation. So some examples, you've got 40 staff who smoked, you're now down to 12. As a team, we found we have an extra 2 days of time because we're actually tracking how and where we use our time. So we have not got people really stressed at 5, 6, and 7 o'clock at night trying to do work because they haven't managed their time well through the day. Or we've lost X number of ton of weight as a business, whatever that looks like. But have a think about some of those numbers and what that looks like for you in your business. Then we want to talk about the next question. And this one really is around the culture. How has the culture created tangible outcomes for your business? Yeah. So this is where you want to write about the culture. Before this particular program, this is what our culture was like. As a result of this program, now as an organization and as a business, this is how we interact and talk. So we used to work hard, play hard. Now we understand that family time is really important. We used to all joke about mental health. Now we actually understand it's really important that we can talk openly and know that it's safe to talk about mental health in our workplace, something like that. We've got some tangible outcomes. We have fewer sick days because people are not feeling as bad or not wanting to not be at work. We've got less turnover because people actually enjoy being in the organisation or the business and as a result aren't leaving us. We've got better efficiencies as a result of our time management and our less stress. We've got more work, but we can manage more work with the same number of people because we're better at how we're doing things, whatever that looks like for your business. But they're some of the things that you could have a think about. And then there'll also be something in your sector here, in your industry, that might be useful to look at. So number of days not lost due to injury or lost due to no injury, however that's best said. There'll be some industry specific maybe standards that you can incorporate into this question. And again, from a supporting evidence point of view, we'll have some testimonials, there'll be some statistics, there might be some photos, but you know, it could be a really useful activity for any of these awards, but particularly for these where there's staff involved, is we actually, you know, have this conversation at a morning tea or a team meeting about us applying for these awards and looking at how we can all be part of, you know, what are some ideas and some suggestions that we can pull together for being able to nominate and write up our answers to these different category awards. You could have some information in your contracts. There could be some salary sacrifice. There could be some wording that you want to be able to use to be able to put towards some of these applications, and that's absolutely fine. Feel free to, you know, pull any of that out that might be useful to you. And then the last question in the Health and Wellness Award is around how your business measures. So when we're talking about this in our 800 words, what we're going to write about is the measurement piece. We do surveys at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, and we show the difference that's happened. We are having different performance review conversations. We used to have lots of performance review conversations that ended up with people being, you know, talking a lot about stress and overwhelm. And those conversations don't happen anymore as a result of this particular program that we've put in. We make it a standing agenda in our monthly meetings or our toolbox meetings, whatever that might be. We've made it a safe space to be able to talk about mental health or whatever that looks like. So write about how you measure how this program or initiative has been able to provide the outcomes that it's done. And again, then from a supporting evidence, it's graphs, it's testimonials, it might be articles in the local paper that shows that the team got together and did a shave for a cure for cancer, and as a business you raised $5,000 that went towards the Cancer Council. There could be news articles that you want to be able to include as part of your supporting evidence, and that would be perfectly fine. So we've talked through a couple of the awards, and we know that there's 13 others. What I'm suggesting that you do, and I'm going to throw to you in a minute, Hayley, just to talk through some of our other dot points, but what I would encourage you to do is have a look and really make sure that you are answering the question that's being asked. If they want you to demonstrate, if they want you to talk about an experience, then use that. Talk about a project. Use examples, because assume that people do not know your business. And you want to be able to really put your best foot forward and make it as easy as possible for them to understand that. Hayley, I'm going to throw to you, and then I'm going to come back with a couple of just final bits and pieces that people might want to think about. But can you maybe talk to us about a couple of those other awards that people are applying for, and then just run through some of the judging side things for us? Let me shuffle my computer your way, and let me get out of the picture for you.
Wonderful, thank you. So part of two of the 13 categories are self and peer nominated categories. One of those is leadership and the other is the industry legacy award. So the leadership award is an individual within a business. So that particular individual would excel in their current position and who show strong positive leadership skills within their business and in the energy and gas community. So the main difference between that leadership and the industry legacy is more key individuals who have really paved the way for those leaders and who have been a vital part of positive change within the gas and energy industry of the community. So we really encourage businesses to nominate an individual who may be eligible for one or both of these awards. There is a slightly different nomination criteria, so I ask that you refer to the criteria listed to see how to nominate for those. And then with the judging, I just want to be clear that all judges will be signing a non-disclosure agreement, and privacy and confidentiality of each nomination is held to the highest regard. And that the judges will be judging on exactly those questions that you're responding to. So small, medium or larger businesses will all be judged on the same criteria and on the information that's in front of them, not from any external knowledge or what they've read, heard or seen. And then with once we've closed our judging, we'll know who the finalists are and who the winners of the categories are. So finalists will be notified that they have been successful as a finalist, and they will also receive a package that will let them know what happens next and what happens on the night of the event. Those who have been unsuccessful will also be notified and will have the opportunity to purchase tickets and tables then and there if they wish. So on tickets and tables, we do have limited capacity, so I suggest getting in and purchasing your ticket and or table very soon. And please feel free to share with your network the nomination packet as well as the ticket and table sales. We're not only just trying to capture people in the region, but also potential investors who are looking to expand into our region as well. So it's very much an open night for everybody. We've got some great entertainment lined up for the night as well. So it's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. So I'll hand back to Julia just to finish this off, and thank you.
Thanks, Hayley. So just another thing that we want to clarify. In the we've got here applications close April the 7th, 2020 at 5 p.m. close of business. You might notice in the T's and C's it says the 8th of April. Let's be really clear, applications close the 7th of April at 5 p.m. And we will be making sure that that's really, that people are fully aware of that. The thing that I would suggest is that you put time and energy to this application, to this nomination. As I mentioned, you've got this information sitting on a website, maybe sitting in a contract that you've got. You might have a capability statement that has some of this information in it already. That's really good. Starting with a blank piece of paper or a blank Word document can be really overwhelming sometimes for people. So start somewhere, but then just make sure that any of your examples, your projects that you're using or business scenarios that you're putting forward are really relevant to the question that you're actually being asked. Make sure that you stick to your word limit. Make sure that you've got your nominations on business letterhead. That's going to be really important. And make sure that your supporting documents are also included. We talked about the idea of PDFing PDFing your application, your nomination form. There was some conversation around making sure that the quality of photos are still okay and that the articles still come through well. I'll leave that to you to make sure that you're happy with the quality of the document that you're sending in. You will notice on the nomination form there is a checklist that says what to go through. So that we've got a completed nomination form for each category we are applying for, that we've got our category responses on company letterhead. I think I've managed to say that about 5 times now, Hayley. That we've got our supporting documents and that we've got your logo and or style guide. So if you want to send that through, you need to send that through as part of your application so that when you become a finalist in your chosen award that you've nominated for, TSBE really quickly can start to pull that together and let you know that you're a finalist and they've got some of that information. So think about how you can then leverage this. So just as my last final point, and then I promise I will let you go about your business again. Think about how you can leverage this. If you're putting time and energy into this nomination or nominations, think about how you can use it. It's a great social media post or a few posts around the fact that you are nominating for the TSBE first ever Surat Energy Awards, Surat Basin Energy Awards. That in itself is really great news. You've become a finalist. Fabulous. Let everybody know about it. You want to share this with your team and you want them to feel part of it. Talk to them about the nominations and awards. Have they got other ideas of projects or things that you've forgotten. If you're the business owner and you do this all the time, chances are you become quite forgetful around all of the great things that you do. Ask your staff, get your team involved, and equally get your business community involved. So ask some of your key clients or customers, other people in your business community, if they've got the opportunity for testimonials, that they can also be included. So think about how you can leverage and promote yourself, because I go all the way back to one of my early slides around the reason why TSBE is doing this and why all of these logos behind me are wanting to be part of this. It is absolutely to promote and put a flag in the, on the map of what is happening in this region and promoting what is happening. And you most definitely are part of that with the work that your business and your staff are doing. So I wish you well with your applications. I look forward to reading in lots of different areas who the various finalists are and what's happening. I encourage you, if you've got any questions, please touch base. And I really wish you well with the work that you're doing. So all the best, and we look forward to seeing all of these great stories coming around soon. Farewell.
See you later.